we were talking about our president and first lady, and we're just so excited about what's going on right now in that area of the politics, and I know God has got his hands in it. So we're going to go forth to God in prayer, and then I'm going to turn it over to our host and get ready for the word that's going to come forth this morning. Good morning, Father. We thank you this morning for sending your angels of mercy and grace that woke us up this morning, Father, that we woke up in our right minds, that our limbs were moving, our eyes were moving, we could hear, Father, our feet were moving, our legs were moving, you know, so sometimes that doesn't happen for everybody, so we do not take it lightly, Father. We just come to you to say thank you. We're not asking anything. We don't want anything. We just want to say thank you, Father. We want to make this a thankful Thursday, that as we look upon this day, that everything that's around us, the trees, just the birds, everything that's around us, Father, we're just so thankful for it, and we appreciate it. We don't take it lightly that you sent your son here to save us, Father, our brother, Jesus Christ. So, Father God, we just want you to know that we do appreciate everything that you are doing in us, around us, and through us. And just so that you know, evil one, there is no place, no time, no space for you here on this call. So just go ahead and have a seat in the back of the pew. And just relax yourself because this call and this word is going to come forth without any interference. We are so thankful for the co-founders that are both on this call, that they just had that seed planted and they just went forth and made it so. So, Father God, thank you for those two awesome women that you sent to us, your angels. We appreciate everything that you're doing. So, Father, thank you. Thank you and thank you. In Jesus, our brother's name, amen, amen, and amen. And I'm going to turn the call over to our host this morning.
Well, good morning, Minister Benita, and thank you for greeting us this morning and starting our day with that prayer. This is Jackie Henderson in Indianapolis, Indiana, welcoming each and every one of you to the call. And I asked you to get your pens, your papers, and be prepared for a great word from the Lord this morning. Now, let me give you a little background on our call. It was started in October 2010 by our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts, affectionately known as Miss Super Fantastic, and Dr. Vanessa Witherspoon, our Mother Eagle. And we have a scripture that we stand on, and that scripture can be found in Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayers come before you. And our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. And any of our messages are archived, and you can go to our website. That website is www.themasterscall.net. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net. And all of our messages there have been archived, as well as the bios of all of our speakers. And our theme for this year is, in 2016, through me, God's glory is being seen. If you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, as Miss Benita just so graciously did for us, or as a host, as I am currently doing now, or just to share a word from the Lord, you may even have a prayer request or a praise report. Please submit that, all of your information, to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that is info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general, Minister Terrell, will contact you. Now, as you heard, we were talking about a phenomenal, phenomenal company that has brought us all together. And that company is an anointed, blessed company called Artists International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 25 years ago. We are now Artists Life. We have great products to help the world become healthier. And Artist Life is what these products give us. They give us a true quality of life. Now, immediately following this call, is the new morning motivational call, held every morning, Monday through Friday, right after this call. And it was originated by our beautiful platinum president, Dorothy Cook. Now it's conducted by a team of great leaders that are giving us vital information. And that number is 641-715-3865. And the PIN for that number is 539-598-POUND. Again, that number is 641-715-3865. And the PIN number, 539-598-POUND. Now I want to get out of the way and introduce our speaker so that we can get what thus says the Lord this morning. And our speaker today is none other than our beautiful, and no one can greet you as she does, is Pastor Candy. And Pastor Candy is no stranger to this ministry. She joined the TMC family in 2010. She has two adult children. She was married to Stanley for almost 39 years prior to his death in 2015. Pastor Candy is a retired Illinois licensed teacher, and as a corporate executive, she contributed to several Fortune 500 companies for many years. After 2.5 years training through Coach U, Pastor Candy was awarded the distinction of professional certified coach by the International Coach Federation in 2005. She has worshipped at Living Word Christian Center in Forest Park, Illinois for the past 24 years, where Dr. Bill Winston is her senior pastor. She became ordained pastor in 2014. While Pastor Candy was not called to pastor a church, she was called to minister the joy, grace, and glory of God through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Pastor Candy has a coaching ministry, Living Above the Clouds, where she proclaims that when we put our faith in the blood of Jesus, the storms of life cannot defeat us. She is a faculty member of Joseph School of Business and Entrepreneurs and a consultant for Illinois Small Business Development Center. But for God, raising her above the clouds many, many times, Pastor Candy would have been swooped away by the tornadoes, earthquakes, and the tsunamis that have hit her life. We are so delighted to welcome our own Pastor Candy. Pastor Candy, will you come forth and deliver what thus says the Lord?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, beautiful. Take it away.
Great. Thank you, Minister Bonita, for greeting us with such love and enthusiasm this morning. Thank you, Minister Jackie, for such a warm introduction. As you're reading that, just touched my heart just to think back on my life, basically, some of the things that I've done and things that I've gone through. Thank you so much. Thank you, Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa, for giving birth to this call. It has blessed so many people over the past 5 years, and it's almost 6 years now. You women are amazing. And good morning, my TMC family. I speak blessings over each and every one of you today. But most importantly, I want to give praise and honor to God. I count it nothing short of a miracle to be able to come before you this morning alive and well. No pain, no misery. Family and friends alive and well. Food to eat, roof over my head. Able to bring to you his message today. Father God, I pray this morning, and I pray that this message will enhance each listener's understanding of how mighty yet merciful you are. I pray that this message will enrich their lives and supercharge their walk with you. I pray that each person under the sound of my voice is empowered to help build an army of believers through their sphere of influence. Lord, I yield my voice to you. I yield my mind to you. Speak through me boldly and accurately in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to begin my message this morning with the 22nd chapter of Luke, starting at the 39th verse. And I'm going to paraphrase. It was early on this Friday morning. Leaving there, Jesus went, as he so often did, to Mount Olives. And the disciples followed him. When they arrived at the place, he said, "Okay, guys, stay here and pray so you don't fall into temptation." He walked on a bit farther, leaving them. He was only about as far away as you could throw a stone. There, Jesus knelt down and prayed. "Father, please take this cup away from me. I see foul spirits in it. I see destruction in it. I see hunger and despair in it. I see loneliness, grief, tears, lies, deceit. I see sickness and disease and death. So please let it pass." "No, no, no, Lord. What I see I don't like, but it doesn't matter. It's not my will. It's not what I want. But Father, your will be done." And at once, an angel from heaven was at his side, strengthening him. And Jesus prayed all the harder. Sweat fell from him like drops of blood poured off his face. Then he got up from praying, went back to the disciples, and found them asleep. "Drugged with grief," he said, "what business do you have sleeping? Get up, pray, so you won't give into temptation." The word tells us so many times and in so many places to pray. Matthew 6 and 5 tells us, when we pray, don't pray like the hypocrites. They love to pray in public, in the synagogues, in church, so people see them. The word tells us that they had their reward. The attention they seek and get is their reward. So when we go before God in prayer, we need to be totally void of ourselves and those around us. We need to be yielded and humble. I believe the purest form of prayer is when we are all alone, nobody looking, nobody can hear you but God. Are you praying when you are all by yourself, saints? Are you dancing when you're all alone? Are you clapping and lifting your hands, singing and rocking when nobody can see you? If you are not doing these things in private, but you are doing them in public, you better check yourself. Again, the word tells us to pray. Mark 11:24 guarantees us that what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. It goes on to say, but first, you have to forgive. If you want the Father to grant your request and forgive you, you must forgive. In John 14:13, Jesus said, "And whatsoever you ask in my name, I will do." There's another clue. In what name? He said, "In my name." Whose name? Jesus' name. Not Allah, not Buddha, not Jehovah, not even God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So that God, the Father, may be glorified in the Son. Not just because you desire it, but so the Father is glorified in the Son. Saints, this might be where we sometimes miss it. You pray the desire of your heart, but are you believing? Are you praying in Jesus' name? Have you humbled yourself? Have you forgiven the people who did you wrong? And will what you are praying for glorify God? Again, the word instructs us to pray. Prayer is how we receive from God. I'm reminded of some prayers made in days of old by our forefathers. Think about these prayers in reference to belief, forgiveness, humility, and God being glorified. Hannah prayed and her womb opened up. Daniel prayed and Jerusalem was restored. Joshua prayed and the walls of Jericho came tumbling down. Abraham prayed and God blessed him. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego prayed and God brought them out of the fiery furnace, unburned, unscorched, and they didn't even smell of smoke. Jonah prayed and the fish spat him out on dry land. Cornelius prayed and God sent Peter to him. Zechariah prayed and Elizabeth became pregnant with John the Baptist. Oh, David prayed and he slayed the giant. James 5:16 tells us that the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous avails much. Here's another clue, y'all. It says effectual. Could effectual mean that you have to believe? Could effectual prayer mean that you must first forgive? Could effectual mean you are humbled and submitted to God? Could effectual mean that what you are praying for will glorify God? Let's go back again and look at Luke 22:39. When Jesus prayed, he said, Lord, if it be your will, let this cup pass. Nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done. Did Jesus believe? Yes. Did Jesus forgive? Yes. Was Jesus humbled, yielded, submitted? Yes, yes, and yes. Was what he was praying for going to glorify God? Yes. God got the glory in Jesus dying on the cross. You see, it was Friday, and Jesus had looked into that cup. He saw this day, this very day. He saw yesterday and the days that have passed where all of the destruction and ills of this world, he saw this time. He not only saw his fate of physical death before him, but he also saw all the sin and shame that we know today. He saw every disease and plague and virus and sickness that we know today. He saw the most dire and destitute poverty that we know today. He saw every diabolical, demonic act that Satan has to offer. And he willingly took that cup and drank it so that we would not have to. It was Friday when he was beaten. It was Friday when his head was stabbed with thorns. It was Friday when his side was pierced with a spear. It was Friday when they spat on him, when they kicked him, when they paraded him through the town with a heavy cross on his back. It was Friday when he hung on that same cross and died. On Friday, Jesus cried out, Father, Father, why hast thou forsaken me? It was so hard, saints, being separated from the Father. You see, the cup, which was full of sin and sickness and poverty, full of every foul spirit that we know today, every dark thing that causes us pain and despair, that's what he willingly drank. And it temporarily separated him from the Father. So, TMC family, the title of my message today, if you want to name it, is When It Feels Like Friday. They say sometimes it feels like Friday when you've lost your job, your business, when you've lost your home, and you become homeless. It feels like Friday when your child or husband is sent to prison. It feels like Friday when your child is addicted to drugs. Feels like Friday when your spouse has been unfaithful and leaves you for somebody else. Feels like Friday when your child dies prematurely, as in my daughter's friend's case, Megan. Her son was born still. I'm sure it felt like Friday when the doctors told my late husband that there was nothing more they could do and you only have a couple months to live. Feels like Friday and you can't conceive or father a child. And do you think perhaps it feels like Friday when a Christian mother hears these words, "Mom, just face it, I'm gay." Friday, 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 when your spouse says to you, "I have AIDS." Feels like Friday when a loved one commits suicide or is murdered or dies suddenly. And if I were a betting woman, I would bet that it felt like Friday when the family of the lady who died in the head-on car crash with my nephew a couple weeks ago was told that she didn't make it. And I know it felt like Friday when my niece got the call from the hospital saying that her son, who was in that same car accident, may not make it. I know it felt like Friday. I believe it feels like Friday when an alligator gulps up a little child right before his father's eyes and carries the baby off in the waters. It feels like Friday. But, oh, God, there's an end to Friday. God said in Psalms 30 and 5, "Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning." You see, Friday is only 2 days away from Sunday. And on that third day, Jesus made a comeback. He conquered the most powerful weapon that Satan had, death. Jesus was allowed to die so that we might have life. Satan was stripped of his authority here on earth. 1 Corinthians 15:55 says, "O death, where is your sting?" Jesus rose from the dead and took back what Satan had stolen. And now we have a choice between life and death. He tells us to choose life. So I came this morning to tell you to pray when it feels like Friday. And when you pray, you must believe. When you pray, you must forgive. When you pray, you must humble yourself. Forget about you and forget about the people around you. When you pray, make sure that what you are praying for glorifies God. God's word tells us that even though it feels like Friday, Sunday is only 2 days away. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Back to you, Minister Jackie. Minister Jackie, are you there?
I am here. Can you hear me, Minister Candy?
I can, loud and clear.
Thank you for that blessed word. And when it feels like Friday, my TMC family, let us go before God in prayer. God, we come before you humbly thanking you for every good and wonderful thing in our lives. God, we thank you that even though it's Friday, that we can seek you and dwell in that secret place, that we can seek you first and give you glory and pray without ceasing, and that we will still be victorious. And even though the things are falling down around us, God, you still give us peace. You still give us that stability to keep standing and believing and trusting in you, because things won't always be as they seem. God, you are a great God, and you have blessed each and one of us. You said you would give us the desires of our heart if we keep our mind stayed on thee. So we will forever keep our mind stayed on you, standing and believing and trusting in you, God, because you have made us powerful. You have made us victorious, and we stand in victory. We thank you. We thank you. God, we ask you to continually to bless artists, continue to anoint this company. Keep your anointing over this company. Bless each and every distributor in this company, Lord, that they shall succeed as you have promised. Lord, we ask you to cover each and every one of those that are dealing with sickness in their bodies. God, we know that you are a healer because in your word it says, by your stripes we are healed. And for the bereaving families, we ask you to come in. Give us peace. Give us peace and let us know that all is well and that you are still covering us and keeping us standing strong. We thank you for our TMC family, God. We thank you for the unity in this family. We thank you for the love in this family, God. We thank you for the prayers in this family, God. We thank you because you have anointed us together, and you said, where there are two or three gathered in my name, there you are, this wonderful, wonderful family. So, God, we continue to bless you. We uplift you, and we thank you for everything that you are doing in our life. In your precious name, Jesus, amen. Well, my TMC family, we heard a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful word from God. And we'd like to thank our speaker for that wonderful word. And Minister Candley, shortly I will be calling you back after a brief announcement to give us our benediction. After this call, we asked you all to join us on the new morning motivational call. Again, that number is 641-715-3865 and the PIN 539-598#. And thank you, Minister Benita, for greeting us as only you can do. We thank you, each and every one of us, you for joining us on the call this morning. And Minister Candy, again, we thank you for letting God use you and you being his instrument to bring out that word. I ask that each and every one of you take this word, use this word, live this word, and be this word. Be God's ministers in the marketplace. And until tomorrow, until we meet again, Minister Candy, will you come and give us our closing benediction?
Yes, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
I'm going to read to you Psalms 150. Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the heavens of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to the abundance of his greatness. Praise him with trumpet sound. Praise him with lute and harp. Praise him with tambourine and dance. Praise him with string and wind instruments. Praise him with resounding cymbals. Praise him with loud clashing cymbals. Let everything that has breath and every breath of life praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Saints, go out and have a blessed day. God bless you. Goodbye.